Hope everybody's had a blessed week. Hope you've had a good week. I appreciate everybody coming to class. Appreciate you signing up. And hopefully that I can say something today that will help you. And I'll tell you that we must be in God's perfect will. Because when I was preparing a lesson for this, I prepared two lessons. And most of my life consists of driving or my hands in grease and like working on something. And so some of the ideas here just kind of went right over my head, and I didn't just like I'm gonna say didn't slow down enough as I should at times. And I wrote two lessons for this, so I'm going to use the one that goes with our class today, and the other can be on hold. All right, so point is, life is busy. And it's very easy sometimes, just to, like I say, to go right over top, of the target. But hopefully we'll hit the target today and we'll be able to help someone. So, all right, once again, we've got people coming in. Just come on in, find you a seat. I'm just glad you're here. And we're going to pray and we're going to ask God to help us to grow and pull us closer to Him. And help us learn, hopefully, a new method or a method that'll work, that'll help you study, and that'll help you grow in His Word. Because the whole goal here is to help somebody. Yeah, so let's pray. Jesus, we love you. I praise you. I thank you, Lord, for this day. I thank you, God, for just being who you are. I thank you, Lord, for God, for calling me out, Lord, of sin, calling me out from the world, and God, for choosing me, Lord, God, to be, Lord, someone, Lord, that you have chosen to serve you. And I thank you, Lord, for every blessing. I thank you, Lord, for everything, God, you've done for me, my family. I thank you, Lord, for our church. Thank you, Lord, for every miracle, God. I could thank you, Lord, for so much. God, you're so good to me. In Jesus' name. And help us, God, to learn your word today. Help us to study. Help us, God, to listen, Lord, for that one thing, God, that would help us, Lord, that one golden nugget, Lord, that we could get a hold of. God, we can pull it, Lord, into our life, and Lord, and it would change us, and it would help us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I've learned one more thing as I got older, and that I've had to start doing, and that is using glasses. And I've never worn glasses before, and to this day, I'll go in places, and I'll open up a menu or something in a restaurant, and I opened up to read it, and there's nothing there for me to read. And so I'm like, I need glasses. So if I want to order something different, I have to make sure I take my glasses in so I can see the menu, or I order the same thing every time I go. So I'm going to use my glasses today. So hopefully I don't miss something. So all right, so let's get started. So the first thing I want to talk to you guys about today is, has anybody ever heard of the SOAP method in studying? Anybody ever heard of that? Should be a common. It should be something common, that many of us has heard of, and maybe some have not. But during my study and before I sit down and put my notes together and stuff, this is one thing I felt like that the Spirit led me to was to talk about this method. It's a very simple method, but yet it's a very effective method also. That I believe that we can pull, that we can apply to our life. And it may be used broadly in a lot of different areas and a lot of different things, but we're going to use it in the Word of God. And we're going to try to use this today to try to get better at what we do, better at our study. So the first thing, the S stands for Scripture. We're going to write out a short verse or passage that stands out to you. How many of you have read something before and it jumped out at you and you didn't write it down? And you think, well, that is so good, there is no way that I can forget it. I'll remember that. It's just that good. So I'll go back to it tomorrow. And you go back to it tomorrow, and when you go back to it, you can't remember that verse that was so good that you were studying just the day before, and it has such an impact on you, but you can't remember it. It was just that good. Well, it's not because the verse wasn't good. It's just because that we forget. So one of the things I encourage you to do today is to write down the verse or the passage that stands out to you. The second thing, observation, the O. Ask what stands out. So when you're reading that verse, ask yourself, what stands out about this verse in your personal Bible study? What stands out in this verse? What jumps out at me? What part of this verse am I looking at right now, am I reading, that I can pull into my life? I've always been taught in over the years that you listen for that one golden nugget. You listen for that one thing. If you're in a seminar, if you're in a church service, if it's a Wednesday night, Thursday night Bible study, no matter where or what it is, if it is the Word of God and somebody is teaching to you, you listen for that one thing that applies to you, and that one thing may come out of an hour lesson. And you take that one thing and you pull that one thing to you and you grab it and you claim it as yours. So it's very important that you ask what stands out. The next thing you need to ask is, what is happening in this passage? Like, what is going on in this passage? What is the context? The next one, application. The A, ask, how can this truth apply to my life today? Have you ever read something and you just read over top of it and you didn't ask yourself that question? How does this apply to me today? How many of you, don't raise your hands, how many of you have read something that jumped out at you and you realize this does apply, but you didn't like it, so you just went to the next verse? Seemed too hard. Maybe it seemed like it too much, or it just hit so hard, it hit so strong that, you know, you just didn't want to stop right there, you know, because you just wasn't ready for that. So you moved on. Well, I point that out today because you need to go back. All right. Prayer, the P. Write a short prayer asking God to help you apply this truth to your life. I remember years ago, I was a child growing up, that I wrote a letter to Jesus. Was it too long ago that I found that letter? And I wrote a whole page of letters to Jesus. And I supposed to give y'all one of these so you can follow along with me. If somebody would come and get these and would hand these out, I apologize for being a hog and keeping all these for myself. But as our sister passes them out, I will just kind of pause for just a second as she does that. Somebody was probably sitting there wondering, when is he going to pass out them papers that's right in front of him? But I'll give everybody just a second to get there. These are personal guides for you to take home with you. And you're still welcome to write notes. You can write on these. But this hopefully will cover everything that I'm going to be talking about today. All right. While she's passing them out, I'll move on to number two. Observation and interpretation. Observation. What does the text say? I have been there. I have done this. I've read something and I read it, but yet when I read it, I didn't know what it said, because I just looked at it. I didn't exactly take time to read it. Again, that falls under the category of myself of just being too busy, too much going on, that just read right over top of it, missed the mark. So I encourage you today, slow down and ask, what does it say? So the interpretation, what did it mean to the original audience? Application, what does it mean for my life today? I think we just covered that one. Number three, Study in Bible characters. Choose a person from Scripture and read the passage that describe their life. Identify spiritual principles that apply to your own life. Ask, what can I learn from this person's faith or mistakes? What does their story teach me about God? How many of you have a problem? You have a problem with reading something. You don't have to answer this, but you have a problem reading something and just accepting it for what it says. In your personal study, you don't have to answer that, but let that sink in for just a second. You really have a problem with it. All right. Number four, understanding the context. How many people here, before I move on, how many of you here, you just understand everything that you read? Everything that you read, that it makes sense. Everything that you read that you think everybody should be able to understand that. It's just that easy. No, it's not that easy. And I got more things I want to say right now. I'm concerned I'm going to get ahead of myself and be repeating myself. So I'll try to hold that for later. But in order to get understanding of context, you actually have to look at it. Yeah, you actually have to look at it. And well, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. If I repeat myself, I just have to repeat myself. It's probably on down here in my notes. But when we look at a verse, someone asked you a question today. When you're doing your personal Bible study and you look at something, right? Is that the only thing that you look at? Right? Do you look at the chapter before and do you look at the chapter afterwards? Or do you look at the book, at the whole book before and after from where you're at to see what led up to where you're reading right now? Or you just look at what you're looking at right now? A lot of times in the Bible, when you're studying the Bible, in order to understand the scripture, to understand what you're reading, understanding where you're at, you have to go back and you have to look, right, at the beginning, and you have to look at the ending. It's important that you ask yourself a question, you know, what's it talking about? The punctuation even matters. So you need to look at this, you know, not just as this one verse, but you need to look at, again, the beginning of it, in the ending. We're going to get into it a little bit more, hopefully, here in a few minutes. But Acts 2, well, the book of Acts didn't just happen in the book of Acts. Right? It was prophesied many years before the book of Acts that Pentecost was going to happen. I can take you back, and I'll show you here in a few minutes, to Joel 2:28, where prophecy began. You know, where we started talking about the book of Acts, starts talking about the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Right? So I have to go back in order to truly understand what happened on the day of Pentecost. I have to go back to Joel 2:28 and look at the scripture. And again, we'll look at it more in just a few seconds if we have time. But we have to go back and look at the scripture, which talked about future tense. It was talking about something that was going to happen in the future. So in my Bible study, I have to start in Joel 2:28 and walk my way through scripture in future tense until I get to the present. And then when I get to the present, then I can understand the past scriptures of what it was leading me up to. And then when I get past the book of Acts and I start looking at the letters to the church, and then I can have understanding of those letters because I have went back to the book of Acts and I have received the new birth experience. I have been filled with the Holy Ghost. So now that I have been spirit filled, I have the power to understand the letters that was written to the church. I tell people there's no need in going and reading the letters and reading, you know, other books of the Bible until you have received what's in the book of Acts. You need the Holy Ghost to get understanding. So there's no need going past the book of Acts until you have experienced Pentecost. Because the Holy Ghost is going to give you power. It's going to give you understanding. I'm very time conscious, and I want to make sure I don't overstep our discussion, so I keep up with our time. All right, so Where did I stop on number three? We went through number three, didn't I? So we're on number four. Okay. All right. Let's go to number five. Thank you. Helpful. Let's look at helpful study practices. How many of you take time to pray before you study and you ask God for understanding? We have some that do, some being honest. All right. Some probably being honest with yourselves and saying that you don't. It's being very important that you pray before you start studying. It's very important that you ask God to help you understand what you're about to read. Because if you go before everything and you ask God, what do you think, Jesus? What do you think about this? Right? Your understanding is going to be more clear. Right? And you just invited God in. You realize when you're studying the Word, you're actually spending time with God. You're spending time directly with God when you're studying His Word. Right? So why not pray and ask Him to help you get understanding? If you're spending time with Him, why leave Him out in the beginning? Mm-hmm. So I encourage you today in your personal Bible study, pray before you ask. Pray before you read. Be consistent. How many of you today, would be honest, have a problem with being consistent? That can be tough. Life is busy. That can be really tough. Being consistent. I'm going to be honest with you. I have a problem with being consistent too. If you're ever around me, I don't slow down much. Right? My job that I have, all right, it requires me being on the clock by 5:15 every morning. And I usually work up to midday. We're hustling. We're busy. And I'm loading up a van. I'm getting things out. I'm going to adult daycare centers. I'm going to senior centers, different places. I'm slinging crates of milk all day, food, et cetera. I'm busy. Right? I'm busy. Right? So it's hard sometimes to be consistent with my Bible reading and stuff because I look at life and I say, well, I'm busy. And sometimes, you get off work and you want to go do multiple things. You got this you got to do. You think about that. You got that you got to do. All right. But we need to be consistent. We need to pick a time. And I'm preaching to myself too this morning. I'm teaching to myself too. But I need a time where that I can sit down every day and make that my study time. Shut everything else off. Turn the phone off. And sit down and study. Most of my study time comes from teaching Bible studies. That's where most of my study time comes from. I will never quit teaching Bible studies because for one, it's my passion. And for two, it makes me study. It keeps me going. And I'm getting ahead of myself again, so let's move on. Be consistent. Short, regular study times are often more effective than occasional long studies. I use this one often. If I'm studying for a sermon, if I'm studying for teaching class, I don't study for 3 hours at a time. I don't. I'll study max most of the time, 20, 30 minutes at a time. If I'm reading the Bible, might be able to read for 3 hours, right? But if I'm studying, I study for 20 minutes, 30 minutes at a time. And then I'll go back to it several times. Because if you sit and you just read, you're going to do what we just talked about. You're going to read right over top of the stuff. But if you study it, it means you slow down, you read it, you look at it, you pick it apart, you talk about, you apply things that we've already talked about, right? And then you walk away and you come back until you get it. If I told you right now that there's only three scriptures in the Bible where anybody received the Holy Ghost and it says they spoke in tongues, how many of you right here like to jump up and challenge me on that? And says, I know there's a lot more than that. Well, let me help you a little bit. There's only three. Let that sink in for just a second. We got scriptures in the Bible where it says they receive the Holy Ghost, but we've only got three scriptures of where they received the Holy Ghost and spoke in tongues. But this is what you got to look at. The first time the Holy Ghost was poured out, they spoke in tongues. So if it happened the first time, I don't care how many other times that the Bible mentions it. If it happened the first time, it happened the second time, and it's still going on today. That's what you got to look at. So we got Acts what? Acts chapter 2. We got Acts chapter 10. We got Acts chapter 19. All right, and so on. But go back and read Acts chapter 8. Go back and read it about the Samaritans. It talks about them receiving the Holy Ghost. It tells how they were baptized, you know, but it doesn't say they spoke in tongues. But you got to think about something. Again, I'll take you back to Pentecost. This was after Pentecost. So hopefully I didn't get over nobody's heads right there. But yes, but you got it. But when you're studying, you have to look at these things. You have to look at it. All right. See where I'm at. It says, ask questions while reading the text. Write down insights or questions as you study. It's okay to ask yourself a question as you're reading. Take notes with your own Bible study. Write things down. You know that good thought that comes to your mind when you're studying sometimes, that thought that comes in, that is not you thinking. When you're spending time with God and you're writing things down about God and it's been inspired through the Word, that is God speaking to you. That is the Holy Ghost that is speaking to you. That is not yourself. That is why it is so important that you write that down. Because again, you think you're going to go back and you think that you're going to remember that, but you're not going to remember that. You are going to forget that. All right. So again, in your personal Bible study, write things down. Take notes. Don't think that you'll just be able to go back and that you're going to remember it. So that kind of falls in the category of what we opened up with. All right. So, all right. Number 6, helpful study tools. Footnotes says notes in many Bibles that explain words, reference, or alternative translations. Commentaries, it's very handy. Books that explain passages of Scripture and provide historical and theological insight. Concordances are good. It's tools that help you find where specific words appear throughout the Bible. Cross-reference your study, related verses that connect to the passage you're reading. Many Bibles include these in the margins, and they can be used to chain together passages on the same topic. All right, I want to talk about this for just a second. See how much time we got before we go into questions. All right, I'm going to show you today a very simple and effective method of creating a Bible study on your own, something that you can use for your personal Bible study. And again, the best way to learn the Bible is to teach a Bible study. I'm not going to teach this class without promoting a Bible study. So one good way to understand, get into your personal Bible study, is to teach the Bible. So I got stuff back here, so give me just a second to reach back here and to get it. We're going to talk about tools for just a few minutes. I've got about 5-6 minutes to talk about tools. This Bible right here, you can look at it and tell it's well used. I've had this Bible since I was a teenager. When I first started preaching, a lot of times, a lot of my sermons come out of this Bible right here. Right? One thing that I started doing, I was helping in the church in West Virginia years ago. I would leave Kingsport, Tennessee, and drive to West Virginia every Friday. And I would get there, spend time with the pastor, Brother Scott Hall. And we would sit in his office and we would talk. And I learned a lot sitting under that man for many years. Just a long time, but not years. And would go up there, and in my 20s, my early years and so on. Yeah, there was a young lady in the church that I was friends with that I knew. Yeah, there was more reasons than one that I was driving to West Virginia, right? But I drove up there and stayed in the evangelistical quarters in his church. And I'm very thankful for those, you know, for that lesson. But he shared something with me that I share with other people today, and I will share it as long as God allows. I teach this in my class and upstairs, but there's a very simple method that you can use in studying the Bible that will help you. And that is to write Bible studies down, chain Bible studies together in your personal study. And the way that you do that I don't have time to open the Bible up and to go through this, so I'm just going to explain it to you. The way you do that, in this Bible right here, if you open this Bible up to Joel 2:28, all right? If I've done that, when I get to Joel 2:28, when I'm reading Joel 2:28, right above that scripture, I have written down my next scripture where I'm going next. And in that scripture, I have studied those scriptures, and I have already asked myself, is this something that the Bible's talking about? Is it past? Is it present? Or is it future? Joel 2:28 is speaking a future event. And I go from Joel 2:28, I go to the verse I have written above Joel 2:28. When I get to the next verse, I have the next verse that I'm going to after I study that. It's where I'm going next. Everybody with me? And then I will walk, I'll chain that all the way up to Pentecost. And when I get to Pentecost, then when Peter stands up and he says, this is that was spoken to by the prophet Joel, I'll ask my Bible study student, I'll say, what did we just read in Joel 2:28? Peter stands up and he said, this is that. This is it right here. This is it. So we have studied it, future tense, all the way up to the present. And then when we got up to the present, and then we step into the present, and we begin to flow with the present where we're at right now for the Holy Ghost right now, for the presence of God right now. And we begin to flow into the present. And then as you flow into the present, and then you get into the letters of the church and you begin to look at, it starts talking about past events that have happened. The language changes. So did everybody understand what I'm trying to show you out there, what I'm trying to help you with? How to do that? That is a very effective way of studying. Another thing that I have asked people to do over the years, people come to me and they say, I don't understand reading the Bible. It confuses me. You don't have to teach a Bible study to read this. This does not make you a Bible study teacher just because that you read this. I encourage you that if you're having trouble understanding, you're having trouble in your Bible, in your personal Bible study, this Exploring God's Word Bible Study Manual breaks the Bible down in story form. And it breaks it down in a form into a way that is very simple to understand. You don't have to teach a Bible study in order to read this. It's called Exploring God's Word. Pentecostal Public House has these. They're about $25. Another thing that you can do, you can add to your personal study. I love this one right here. Pentecostal Doctrine. It's a simple guide. That right there is a very, very, very powerful way also to study the Word of God, to add these things to your personal Bible study. Another thing that you can add to your personal Bible study, you need to choose a good study Bible. You need to pick a good one. You need to be careful of the notes and stuff and the commentary and what it teaches you and what it says. There's a lot of stuff that's in there. There's a lot of stuff out there, but a lot of stuff is not apostolic. And you got to be really, really careful. So I would encourage you today to please, if you're reading somebody else's notes, if you're reading something that's been added for understanding, please ask your pastor what he thinks before you start reading it and you start applying it to your life. Let's make sure that those notes line up to the Word of God. You know, or let's make sure that we're not being led down the wrong trail. So one thing that I can tell you to do today is buy you an Apostolic Study Bible. These Bibles are around $100. I used the Thompson chain for many years, but this Bible right here, it has a lot of commentary in it. This is a very good Bible. It's very good to use in your personal Bible study. It will help you. And I would encourage you, I would encourage you to use it. All right, well, I got some questions for you. And I hope that has helped somebody today. We got about 15 minutes to answer your questions and for discussion. So first question that I'm going to ask you today is, if I can see this, is what tools or methods have helped you most in your personal Bible study? Somebody share with me your personal tools or something that you have used in Bible study that has helped you. Does anybody have anything? Anything they can share? How do you study? Brother?
I've used some of the apps which on my phone. Recordings are great. Commentaries, again, you got to watch. Mm-hmm. Make sure what you're reading is scripturally backed. But Blue Letter mm-hmm. Bible app is something I've really done a lot of research on. And anybody that's apps friendly or tech savvy, there are some great tools out there. But mm-hmm. again, research, ask people that have some knowledge of God's Word, and pray for wisdom, because there are a lot of tools that are out there that you got to watch out for.
Yes, they are. Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. All right. Anybody else have something they want to add to that? Did you have Sister Andrea?
I like to write down.
Okay.
I like to write down. That way I'll remember.
Okay.
Better.
Mm-hmm.
I like to write down and put my thoughts underneath it.
Okay.
I'll put the verse, and then I'll put my thoughts underneath it and what I felt at the moment.
Okay. So I was okay by telling people to write their stuff down today, their vices, verses. I can't talk. All right, Sister Collins.
I think a dictionary, because a lot mm-hmm. of times, you know, you look at a word, you think you know the meaning of the word, but when you look up yeah. a real word, there's a slight difference to that word than what, you know, in Western we use today.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, a dictionary has been key. If there's just one word that I'm kind of like, on, and it a lot of times will change the context of the way I read
them. Amen. I agree. There was a time years ago when I was helping that little church in West Virginia. We was driving down to Whiffle, preaching in a nursing home, and I was young in ministry, young, and I would say young and dumb. And I was preaching a message, was talking about that he's an A to Z God. And I went down through the alphabet. Oh, I had this laid out. Oh, I've heard these messages preached before. I can do this. And I got all the way down to, I was preaching on the A, then I got all the way to the end. And there was a gentleman that was sitting there that needed the Holy Ghost. Well, he was a state trooper, and we've been trying to reach that man and his family. And they were faithful, and they were coming. And I really thought this is going to be it. This is going to be the message right here that he's going to get up off of his seat. Boy, was I wrong. Boy, does God have a way of sometimes putting us in our place. I got all the way down to the last letter of the alphabet, and I got down to the Z, and I didn't even know what I was even talking about. And I should have researched that more. I should have made me some notes on the letter Z. All right. And said, so I'm sharing this with you to help you. Instead of the man getting up out of his seat, and it turned into a comedy, you know, where everybody was laughing, including him and his family, instead of an altar call. When the pastor was laughing, everybody was laughing. I'm like, this is not what I meant. I should have used a dictionary, Sister Collins. But I was young. In ministry, still learning, didn't know much, still don't know much. All right. So, yes, dictionary. All right. Number two, where do you usually study the Bible, and what helps you stay focused during that time? Somebody share, where do you study the Bible at? Do you have a place that you go to that you hear from God, a place that you go study? Somebody share that with us.
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen. Okay. That's fine. Somebody else? Where do you go study? I usually sit in my recliner, or I sit in at the kitchen table is a good place for me. Heard a story years ago when I was coming up again in young ministry, and people shared testimonies, they shared stories about when they quit serving God. They told stories about people that had walked away from this truth. They asked people, what caused that? Why? And one of the number one things that I heard, the reason that people quit, people fell out with God, is because that chair they used to sit in, that place they used to study, that place that they used to pray, they quit going there.
Let's go.
I feel the Holy Ghost again. That was one of the number one things that come up in those lessons I have never forgotten. Reason that people walked away from God is because they had a designated place that they used to go to pray, to study, to spend time with God, and they stopped visiting that spot. God help me.
Yes, amen. My living room here also, I try to keep here as much as I can possible to get the word and get understanding of God's word and surround myself.
In your living room?
No, I try to
I couldn't hear.
Yeah, in the living room and here, I try to hear anything possible to be in God's presence and mm-hmm. with my brothers and sisters and learn.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Can we just take a moment? God's trying to minister to us. Can we just take a moment and just ask God to help us? God, don't let me forget about that place, God, where I hear from you. God, don't let me, Lord, forget about that place, God, that I hear from you, Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you right now, God. I'm asking you, Lord, right now, Lord, keep me, God, in your will. God, keep me, Lord, in your will. God, lead me, God, to that place, God, where I hear your voice. Lead me to that place, Lord, God, where I hear from you, Lord. God, where I can receive, Lord, instructions. God, where I can grow close to you, Jesus. God, wrap your loving arms around me, Lord. Pull me close. Hold me, Lord. Hold me, Lord. Hold me, Lord. Hold me, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else have a place that you want to share? That you study, that you hear from God. I'm going to start picking on a couple of people. All right, Sister Moss is going to kill me, and so is Sister Collins. They're going to kill me. Those are two of our Bible study teachers here, and two of our ladies that they lead our ladies group. You know, and I know they have personal places that they study. And I know they have places that they hear from God. They're mightily used of God. And if you don't feel comfortable with sharing, you don't have to. I know I'm calling you out. All right, but I know you study. All right, so Sister Collins, where do you study?
It's my lesson next week. I can't tell you.
Okay, all right. That just tells me we're on track today. That just tells me we're on track. That's perfect. That's okay. That's all right. Hey, I like that. Sister Moss, do you have anything you can share?
The left side of my couch. It's really weird, but it has to be right beside the end table because I need my coffee and my books.
Okay. All right, let's see, I got a couple minutes left. Let's go to the next question. All right, what challenges do people often face when trying to be consistent in personal Bible study? What challenges do people often face, brother?
Chapters at a time instead of sometimes just taking a verse mm-hmm. and allowing that verse to come deep and permeate the inside of your heart, your spiritual mm-hmm. heart. And that was me. I would have to do read the Bible in a year or do a chapter or do a whole book in a certain period. And through past Bible classes and my past pastor in the Northeast, he was very clear. He said, you can take one scripture. And that one scripture take as much time as you need, and mm-hmm. also putting a timeline on studying God's word.
Yeah.
Because I used to do that, and I couldn't get an hour because of work. Mm-hmm. It's the quality and the time that you put in, truly not doing it in a way of like a religious spirit, but doing it under God. Mm-hmm. Getting that time to spend with God, that quiet place too, is crucial.
Yes. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you. Sister Beatrice, I've seen you raise your hand. I think I didn't mean to skip over you. You have something?
On this question?
You can back up if you need to.
Sometimes for like new believers or people that are starting in the Word of God, sometimes they need guidance and they don't know the method, or sometimes they have not received a deep revelation of how to study the Bible or study the Word of God in depth. And it's easier when you're already connected with the Spirit of the Lord, and He will give you that word instantly as you're reading. Or you might not be reading it, and you might be listening to it, and the rhema of the Lord is coming upon your spirit. So sometimes I remember when I started to read the Bible, I needed some guidance. Like an example, let's say the books of Acts. What was going on at that time? What political problems were happening? What the church was living through? And so they can have a broad picture of what's going through that book. And sometimes we can find books that help us understand that, so you can kind of have a picture of what's going on in that book. And then as you read, sometimes, like you said, you know, one verse is okay, but sometimes you have to read what happened in this chapter, and maybe this other chapter is what bringing your senses into it, but you need to know what happened in the next chapter. So a systematic way of reading the Bible is a good tool for people that are starting in the Word, because the Word is, the Bible has so many books, and you feel like, where am I going to start from? Where am I going to look? But the Holy Spirit, it's actually what's going to give you that revelation to the Word of God to understand. And if you ask the Lord for that hunger, it has to be a hunger of the Spirit to go in the Word and not to get discouraged because you don't understand something. Because the Spirit of the Lord has woke me up at specific timing, and that's another thing, the Spirit of the Lord will wake you up at specific timing during the day or during the night to go into the Word because He has something for you.
Okay, thank you so much.
We have to ask for that hunger of His Word.
Okay, thank you, sister. Now, I have a question for you. If I've acted a little nervous today, yeah, sure. I'm a little nervous teaching to you today, to be honest with you. I'm not used to standing up here teaching from a group. I used to sit down at a table with a small group teaching, you know, or I'm up hollering, preaching, and knowing you probably don't remember half of what I say anyhow. All right, so this is a different setting for me too. All right, this is a different setting. So I have a question for you today. And the last question is, what is one new method from today that you might try this week? Somebody name something. One thing. Focus on the question that I ask. But one thing that you've heard today from this lesson that you say, well, I'm going to try that this week. Is there anything that you heard today that you don't already do? Is there anybody that will share it? Sister Moss?
I think being more intentional in the questions that I'm asking myself as I'm reading the Word.
Okay. Okay. Good. All right.
There's one word you said, consistency, being consistent in your time.
Yeah.
And I struggle with that one.
Yes. I'm with you, bro. I am with you. Yes. Anybody else have anything? Anybody else? Have something you heard? We're looking for something that you heard today that you will use this week in your personal Bible study.
The tools.
Mm-hmm. Sister, or can you walk up here? Are you okay? Or somebody can help you? Sister Moss, you stay right there where you're at. You're good. Sister Moss, will you take her these books? These are your personal books. You do not have to bring them back. Those are yours. You take those and you study those. And if anybody else needs something, get with me and we'll see that you get what you need. All right. I thank everybody for coming today. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you listening to me, putting up with me for the last 45 minutes. And once again, if you need a book, if you need something to help you study, to help you learn, if you want one of these guides that I just gave this lady right here, there's a reason I gave those to her. I prayed about this and I asked God when I was putting the lesson together and I brought these. I said, God, who do you want me to give these to? Lord, where do these go in this class today? And He just showed me where they go. All right. So once again, let's pray and ask God to help us to use what we studied and what we learned. God, we love you. We praise you. I magnify you. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for being with me. I thank you, Lord, for God, let us feel your presence today. I ask you, Lord, to help us to take your word and God, and help us to study it. I pray today, Lord, that we learn, God, methods, God, that we can use, and it would help us to grow and help us, God, to spend more time with you, Lord. So, Jesus, it's all about you. It's all about you. And help us, God, to spread your word and share the gospel, God, to this lost and this dying world. In Jesus' name. Thank you once again for coming. Appreciate you being here. God bless you. And we're fixing to go have some good church. You are dismissed.